The state Senate's capital budget proposes spending more than $45 million in cruise ship head tax proceeds. Almost all the funded projects are at or near the waterfront. That's a change from last year's budget, passed before the industry sued, claiming much of the money was misspent. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Officials at ports serving cruise ships say it takes a lot to keep the infrastructure in shape and up to date. Take Ketchikan's four-ship berth waterfront. City Port and Harbors Director Steve Corporon says there's some work to do.
Over the years, steel piling and concrete decking have kind of surrounded what used to be berths one and two. And so now there's about 77,000 square feet of the old timber piles and timber decking left that are in really poor condition. In fact, it got to the point 3 years ago that we couldn't let the tour buses or the fire trucks on there until we did some emergency repairs.
The city already has $6 million toward the $26 million project. $10 million are included in the Senate Finance Committee's capital budget. Corporon says that's enough to get started on the first phase of the work. Ketchikan is one of about 10 cruise ports that will see more than $45 million in head tax appropriations under the capital budget bill. Still more projects could be added by the House. Last year's budget included projects in Anchorage, Wasilla, and Fairbanks. Finance Committee co-chairman Bert Stedman of Sitka says that's not the case this time.
We have focused this year the head tax expenditures into the ports of call that are more directly affected, Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, Sitka, versus some of the concerns the industry had where the funds were appropriated to areas that were affected but not as directly affected to where the ships are more.
Juneau will also see significant funding. There's $9 million toward a $40 million upgrade of its cruise ship docks. John Stone is the capital city's port director.
We're looking to both replace the docks and to align the docks to fit the size of the cruise ships that we currently have calling in Juneau. So we've looked at a bunch of alternatives, and the alternative that's currently favored is the installation of two floating berths to accommodate 1,000-foot-long cruise ships.
Sitka is also in the budget, with more than $7 million for several projects. The community does not have a cruise ship dock, so vessels anchor and bring visitors to shore on lightering boats. Some of the money will go towards a seawalk. Mayor Scott McAdams says that's a paved pathway along the waterfront taking cruise ship passengers to scenic destinations.
The vision on the seawalk extension is to really go from the bridge, which is where our lightering facility is, all the way to the Sitka National Historical Park, which I think would be a really nice feature in our not only for our tourism infrastructure, but potentially also for local use.
Wrangell, Petersburg, Haines, Hoonah, Skagway, and Seward also have port or nearby projects in the Senate's capital budget. The funding is based on a $46 per passenger fee levied as part of the voter-approved cruise ship initiative. The governor and some lawmakers are trying to reduce that fee by as much as 60%. Finance Committee co-chairman Bert Stedman says that would affect the budget.
If we go in and make some adjustments in the head tax, we'll have to take a look at what's appropriated and take a look at that when we move that piece of legislation forward. If you're asking me, are we going to negative fund it, the chances of that happening aren't very high.
In past years, head tax projects have attracted the governor's vetoes, but that was in part due to disagreements between Stedman and former Governor Sarah Palin. Governor Sean Parnell, who held Stedman's finance job in his Senate days, has said he'd rather negotiate than use his veto pen. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.